And now to that bitter cold seizing up the mid-country like an old engine. Minneapolis public schools will be closed through tomorrow. Some schools in Chicago, Iowa, and Michigan also closed. In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency after more than a foot of snow fell in parts of that state. And tomorrow it's expected to be 17 degrees below zero, which will feel like minus 46 degrees with the wind chill. Some of the other temperatures, wind chills in northern Illinois could fall to minus 55. In Minnesota, there will be minus 30 with a wind chill of minus 60. So it will be cold outside and a lot of people trying to bring people inside. Matt Johnson is executive director of the Day-by-Day Warming Shelter in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Matt, this week you've upped your hours, not just open during the night, but now during the day. What are you seeing there?
Yes, it is bitter cold here in Winnebago County and throughout Wisconsin this week. Right now we're looking at the lows, including wind chill, to be below negative 20 or negative 30 this evening.
Yeah,
and throughout the rest of the week.
Right. So you've expanded your services this week. First, tell us what you are. It's called a last stop shelter. What does that mean?
So we're a last resort shelter. So that means any individual, regardless of criminal background or drug and alcohol usage or any history whatsoever, is allowed to stay at our shelter. For many individuals within Winnebago County, we are the only option that they have for emergency shelter services. Our shelter takes in about 25 individuals each evening for 6 months out of the year. From a 2016 census, in our county, we have about 200 homeless individuals. So for 25 people each evening, we're the only option for support for them.
Well, and to remind people, you don't take children, and some centers that do will not let people with criminal backgrounds or abuse issues in. So this is their last resort. What will people get there?
So at our shelter, we do offer a warm bed and a warm meal, but we try to expand off of those traditional service options and also provide resource coordination. So with the help of our operations manager, each individual has the opportunity to seek resources like permanent housing, like employment, like mental health or addiction services. Any of those other options and supportive services are made available to them, and we try to refer those individuals to partnering organizations in Oshkosh and throughout our county services.
Look, you know what we're hearing about this cold snap that's coming, and we're hearing it's because a blast of warm air from misplaced Moroccan heat last month made the, you know, usually super chilly air temperatures above the North Pole warm up, and that split the polar vortex into pieces, and those pieces started to wander, and one is headed your way. That's not going to mean that much to people who are out on the street struggling with other issues and trying to get in. In fact, they may not even hear about this. What does the city do to let the homeless people know we're serious this time?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to get information out and about is let them know that we are trying to work as best as we can, not only as a city, not only as an organization, but as a community, to try to make sure that their needs are met as much as possible this week. Mm-hmm. So we met with the fire chief, and because we knew that this cold was coming, we had a temporary lift in our permit to allow more individuals to be there, to be open 24 hours a day for this week, and to make sure that any individual seeking those services was able to be here. So working with those partners, we're able to make that happen.
Well, you're joining people across the region. You know, emergency crews are being told every call is possibly life-threatening. You know, somebody freezing to death. The Chicago Zoological Society said it's closing the Brookfield Zoo tomorrow, when it's supposed to be the worst, and Thursday, to protect both the workers and the animals. And here you're trying to protect people. But, you know, traditionally, many homeless people with issues don't want to come in. Can you force someone in?
We cannot, no. But we try to, as best as possible, educate individuals that could use those services about the benefits of seeking support. We have initiatives throughout the year, including our county's point in time count, to where we try to identify those individuals, get information out, and provide connections to partnering organizations other service models that can provide some of those additional services, like you're talking about, mental health, addiction services, domestic violence, trauma, anything like that to help end that cycle of impoverishment for these individuals.
Well, and as you say, to have a network before a day like this hits, so you have a plan. Matt Johnson, Executive Director of the Day by Day Warming Shelter in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Matt, best of luck to you.
Thank you, and thanks for having us on.